Getting back to the sort of practical aspects of the ATTACC trial, as we've seen the side effects and toxicity profiles unravel, and it looks like with this update, there's really nothing much new. Maybe there's a little bit less bone effects they're seeing with more follow-up. And another thing that was presented I thought was fascinating, I think it was a 4-to-1 rate of hysterectomy in the ATTACC trial, which, you know, has both practical and economic implications. We also saw yesterday more data from the Austrian trial looking at bisphosphonate, zoledronate in women who were getting both AIs and tamoxifen with LHRH agonists showing complete prevention of bone loss. Granted, that was premenopausal women. Do you think putting this all together at this point, you could justify using an aromatase inhibitor up front purely on the basis of side effects and toxicity profile?
I would be hesitant to use it based purely on the side effect profile. I think there are just enough trade-offs there that it might be a little premature to draw firm conclusions there. When you introduce the bisphosphonates, of course, I'm not certain about what you may be introducing an anti-cancer treatment as well. I think we talked once before about Inger Diehl's hypothesis, which I find very compelling.
And I guess there's nothing new in that clinically.
Not that I know of, but certainly there is enough circumstantial evidence that I think we should take seriously the possibility that bone mediates metastases from breast cancer, and therefore the state of the bone will indirectly impact survival. And there's no question, but what a lot of the data on bisphosphonate suggests that there is a decrease in breast cancer mortality when you use bisphosphonate. So even there, we're not really talking simply about toxicity.